The Texans fall to 2-3 in 2013 in San Francisco on Sunday Night Football. This Sonic Game Recap takes you inside the locker room to find out all about what happened.
There's a snowball effect. You know, we just hurt ourselves, couldn't get things going, and then when we did, we hurt ourselves and we stopped ourselves, and we need to be better all around from top to bottom. Our team, you know, we need to come together and we need to get better as a football team.
Matt, what were your thoughts when you first picked?
Yeah, you know, we had a play. I liked Andre's little out route inside, and the corner fell off of Keyshawn and jumped the route. I mean, he made a good play, but, you know, I had a good look to go to Andre right there.
We
absolutely have, and as a team we need to get better and get better fast, and that's myself included, most importantly. You know, we work too hard. You know, I've worked too hard since I walked in this building to come to this right now, and you know, I'm better than I'm playing, and our team's better than we're playing, and you know, we need to all correct it very fast.
I'm not the quarterback. I'm not in his situation. I don't know if he's feeling pressured or whatnot, but you know, we all have faith in him. You know, we feel like he can go out and get the job done for us. So, you know, he's been struggling lately. We all know that, but at the same time, you have to keep him encouraged and keep his head up. So, that's what we're going to try to do for him.
Andre, how crazy is this? He's thrown four picks that have been taken to the house for four consecutive games. How crazy is this?
You know, it's frustrating. You know, I'm sure it's even more frustrating for him than it is for us. You know, but like I said, this is not the end of our season. You know, we're not, you know, gonna, you know, hit the panic button or anything. But we do know we need to get things fixed, and we need to get them fixed. You know, fast.
I can't begin to explain what a quarterback psyche is like, man. You know, all I do is protect for him and cheer him on. You know, that's my job. And, you know, Matt's my guy, and he'll continue to be. You know, I'm still confident in his ability. I still got faith in him. You know, all I can do is keep him confident and comfortable in the pocket, and that's what I'm going to do.
What do you have thoughts about him right now? How do you feel he's going through?
He's going through a tough time, man. You know, like I said, I've been here with him my whole career, and I don't think that he's ever been through a moment like this. But I think he's mentally strong enough to get out of it.
It is what it is. We just lost by 31 points to a good football team. And, you know, we're at that point where you're at the bottom. And it's time to climb to the top. And there's no excuses. I'm not going to sit here and try and sugarcoat anything. We're going to come in. We're going to grind. We're going to find a way to win. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like this game was all fun and games. It wasn't fun. But all we can do is come in. Like I said, once you hit bottom, it's time to rise to the top. And that's all we can do.
What would be the right word to describe this team for you? Worried, concerned? Or was there a better word that you would use right now?
I mean, from my perspective, determined. I mean, determined to find a way, determined to figure it out. I mean, this can't continue. I mean, we're gonna find a way.
Jay, is this team's confidence in its quarterback eroding at all?
No. I mean, I'm a defensive player. I'm going out there and doing everything I can to make sure I keep points off the board. I have confidence in the offensive side of the ball, and I'm going to take blame for what I can take blame for.
With this team and the kind of veterans that are in this locker room, there's no pointing fingers. There's no nothing. We're just kind of trying to get this ship right. And you know, we got a couple games here before our bye, and you know, go home and you know, get a W on our belt and kind of right the ship.
Are you worried, concerned about this team, or what's the right word right now?
No worry, concern. Obviously, there's concerns about trying to get what we're, you know, not doing fixed. But you know, you can't sit there and be able to kind of put blame here and put blame there. You got to come together as an offense, defense, and special teams, and be able to get this thing right. You know, a couple years ago, we were sitting at 3-3, 500, and made a nice little run and got into the playoffs. So there's no end of the season by any means, but we just got to get it right.
What is the feeling of the defense right now?
We just got to go out and play all ball when we're out on the field and do our job. You know, for the offense, you know, we're obviously not concerned. You know, we're concerned as a team, but during the game, you know, we're just trying to focus on what we have to do with the defense and stop them and give the ball back to the offense. That's our only focus.
We got to stick together. Got to continue to go out and play, you know, as a team. You know, everybody back, everybody. You know, we all in it together. So, I mean, that's all we can do, you know, every week. You know, and like I said, we're at a point now, adversity is hitting us hard. So, like I said, we just got to stick together and continue to go out and play week in and week out. We got to go out, you know, and practice each week and get better. We got to make corrections, and that's all we can do is get better. You know, I don't think it can get any worse for us. So, at this point, you know, we just got to get better week by week, man. Just try to build back into what we was.